This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Europe's top diplomat Josep Borrell are due in the Middle East on Friday to try to halt the spillover of the conflict in Gaza to the Israeli-occupied West Bank, Lebanon, and Red Sea shipping lanes. The visits take place almost 3 months since the assault on southern Israel by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants from the Palestinian enclave sparked an Israeli offensive that's killed more than 22,000 Palestinians and left much of Gaza in ruins. Palestinians say there has been no let-up in Israeli airstrikes and shelling, with planes and tanks intensifying attacks. A Houthi drone boat laden with explosives blew up in the Red Sea on Thursday as it attempted to attack ships traversing international waters. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
After a string of Houthi militant attacks against commercial and military vessels in the Red Sea, the U.S. and more than 20 nations are participating in Operation Prosperity Guardian to protect ships sailing in international waters. U.S. officials say several American, British, and French warships are patrolling near commercial vessels in the volatile waterways, with Greece and Denmark expected to send warships there soon to provide more protection. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
South Korea conducted a live fire drill of heavy-duty weapons on Friday after North Korea fired more than 200 artillery rounds near a disputed maritime border on the same day. The exchange led residents of two remote South Korean islands on the western maritime frontier to evacuate to bomb shelters at the instruction of the South's military before it fired live rounds toward the disputed northern limit line border. This is VOA News. Russia has hit Ukraine with missiles supplied by North Korea for the first time, Ukrainian presidential aide Mikhailo Podolyak said on Friday following an earlier assertion by Washington. Earlier on Friday, state media quoted the governor of the eastern Ukrainian region of Kharkiv as saying missiles produced outside Russia had been fired into the province at the end of December and the beginning of January. Quote, Russia is attacking Ukrainians with missiles received from a state where citizens are tortured in concentration camps for having an unregistered radio talking to a tourist watching TV shows, Podolyak said. Iran is mourning those slain in an Islamic State group claimed suicide bombing targeting a commemoration for a general slain in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The funeral on Friday came as the death toll in the attack rose to around 90. Despite the militants claiming the attack, the wider tensions shaking the Middle East during Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip had become intertwined with the funeral in the usually peaceful city of Kerman. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has linked the attack to the U.S., the gathering crowd shouting, death to America and death to Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South African former Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius was released on parole on Friday, nearly 11 years after murdering his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
After completing more than half his sentence, a parole board in November decided he could be freed. On Friday, the country's prisons department confirmed that now 37-year-old Pistorius is on parole. His behavior will be closely monitored until his sentence expires in December 2029. He is expected to live at the home of his uncle, Arnold Pistorius, in a wealthy Pretoria suburb, according to local media. His early release came after a victim-offender mediation with Steenkamp's family under South Africa's restorative justice system. The program brings the parties affected by a crime together in order to find closure.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Friday the most urgent task for Sino-U.S. relations is to establish a correct understanding and cooperation between the two sides is, quote, no longer an option but imperative for the world. Cooperation is the, quote, most correct choice for China and the United States to get along, Wang said in a keynote speech at an event to mark the 45th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and the U.S. I'm Joe Ramsey.